How many of you remember of the audience when I had Father Daniel Heenan on the show? He was on his way to Mexico, and he was serving as an FSSP diocesan priest, and he was going to a little town in Mexico outside of Mexico City, and he said he had already visited down there, and I asked him what was the most shocking thing. Joseph, you know what he told me?
No, what's that?
He told me that the most shocking thing and the thing that that saddened him the most was that this little town where they hadn't seen a priest walk down the street in a cassock in forever, in like 40 years, right? So he goes strolling down the street in a cassock, and the townspeople come out, oh, padre, 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 sanctifice me. He discovered there were no men left in the town. Do you know why?
I can sort of guess, but tell me.
They all left to come to America to work in big cities,
yep,
to send the money back to Mexico.
Yep.
And many of them took up residence, took up concubines, left their wives and their children in that little town. And Father Heenan said it was the most heartbreaking thing that he saw in all of Mexico. It was not the poverty, it was the poverty of family values. Yeah. That so many broken homes created by the fact that people, that these men had been told, you can't revive this town. Of course, the socialists tell them that, having kicked the Catholics out a century ago. You can't revive this town. You actually need to leave. This is almost government policy. You need to leave here, and you need to go to the United States, and you need to earn a living for your family and bring it back here.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely scandalous. And, you know, it reminds me of Oscar Wilde's quote, that a cynic is someone who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. These people, you know, they talk about profits for corporations. They talk about, supply and demand curves and all those sorts of things, the price of things, but the value of the human family, the value of human society, the value of bringing up children with a mother and father who are actually with them and committed to them self-sacrificially, none of that's even part of the economic equation they present to us. Well, how do we really expect to have happiness in our own time or in the future if we have nothing but broken homes and children being brought up by single parents and abusive parents and absentee parents?